friends call him Nick the Democrat. That's because most of them are Republican.
I have a sense of humor, so I can joke around and not get offended about it.
Nick Carpenter first got involved with politics as a high school freshman, volunteering for the Obama campaign.
I knew he would do a good job at being president. We were going downhill fast, and I felt like he was our only option to help turn it around.
He's now a college freshman. It's his commitment to local politics that made him decide to attend college close to home at Gardner Webb University. He's the Cleveland County Democratic Party's third vice chairman and heads the Young Democrats for the 10th Congressional District.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's mainly just so I could stay in this area and keep working with the local county Democratic Party.
But Nick's not interested in running for office. His major is athletic training. He wants to pursue a career in sports medicine. Last week, he received a pep talk in his Western Civilization course.
College means that you have to take responsibility for a lot of the learning process. No pain, no gain, right? That applies. You understand that in sport. It applies in intellectual activity.
Okay.
He takes his local politics seriously. He's already voted in 3 elections. There was a race for Shelby mayor, the school board. He even looked forward to voting for the city's Soil and Water Conservation District supervisors. Not exactly the type of race that gets most teens excited.
Everything in our lives is affected by political decisions and decisions that people in Congress and people in the State House and people in your local county commission office, every decision they make will pretty much affect you in some ways.
Nick is one of 3 delegates from the 10th Congressional District. There were 22 candidates who delivered one-minute speeches at the district convention in May.
I was one of the last ones, so I knew they were tired of listening to everything. So I basically asked them for their support because they'd all seen how hard I worked for them, and I try my best to represent them, and they all put their faith in me and elected me.
But being a delegate at the DNC is not cheap. He has to pay $1,300 to stay at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Uptown. He's been working long hours at the Cleveland County Country Club to save up. He said delegates were told to expect long days and nights working with the 187 other state delegates. They will work on the official party platform. Much is predetermined, but he takes his duty seriously. He believes that the government has a strong role in helping people, even if some of his family doesn't share that view.
My whole family in Ohio is pretty Republican, which I don't understand, but my mom never made much money. Just the town she lives in, there's a lot of poverty and stuff like that, and I've seen a lot of situations that suck, and sometimes people try as hard as they can, and they still have trouble making it.
After the convention, Nick will campaign for President Obama, but he's going to focus on getting local Democrats elected. After all, as the late Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Cleveland County.